Insider, Mike Florio.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Mike Florio joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Morning, Mike.
Hey, doing great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, we're broadcasting live from Bourbonnais, where the Bears are at training camp, and our buddy Bobby Vassilopoulos just walked by. I know you're friends with him, and he apparently was just in Latrobe and made his way from watching Ben Roethlisberger to seeing the Bears here. So he's on the midst of his tour, and, you know, it's always fun to be at a training camp practice, and I don't know that we learn much anymore, Mike, from training camp. It's a different vibe than back in the day. You know, years ago I was in Platteville and you'd see guys really, you know, maybe the best hit of the year would happen in the inside run drill and then you'd never see it again. It's a different NFL.
Well, it is. I mean, and part of the challenge is to find a way to keep these guys healthy, to limit the unnecessary contact, and it really started in 2011 with the CBA that carved away at the number of padded practices, the intensity of the practices, and it's all about, to the extent that guys are going to take blows to the head or guys are going to otherwise be in physical jeopardy, they're trying to limit that to games and minimize the situations where a guy is encountering that kind of big hit that was commonplace in training camps from past years.
Mike, Ezekiel Elliott is still holding out. Jerry Jones is telling people that you don't need a running back to win a Super Bowl. Where is that one headed?
Well, I think what's happened is the Cowboys have finally realized that they are caught in a negotiation where leverage is very important. And it wasn't all that long ago that Stephen Jones, the team's COO, told me that Ezekiel Elliott is the straw that stirs our drink. Well, that's before they realized that the straw was going to stay away from training camp. So now they're saying what they have to say to apply a little leverage to Ezekiel Elliott. And I think this is going to play out for a little bit. They signed Alfred Morris. I think that's a message to Zeke. And for the Cowboys, you're going to have guys on a regular basis who want to be paid. And you can't start giving in because if you do, then you have a reputation for giving in. Then more guys want more money. So they have to be very careful about what they do here. You're going to hear a lot about the Emmitt Smith holdout from 1993. He missed two regular season games before the Cowboys worked out a deal with him. He came back. They won the Super Bowl. And I think that there's a theory that the Cowboys will be more likely to cave because of what happened with Emmitt Smith. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't start hearing maybe some revisionist history leaked by the Cowboys about what they really did with Emmitt Smith to send a message to Zeke to try to get him to not think that just staying away is going to get the Cowboys to open the checkbook. But the Cowboys are going to start to dig in a little bit, because they're just not going to write a blank check to Zeke for whatever he wants, and they're going to try to minimize what they ultimately pay him.
I got to tell you, I thought it was amusing, the idea of a lawsuit regarding the Rams-Saints game and the blown pass interference call in that game. But now the judge has ordered that Roger Goodell has to take the stand and has to answer some questions. Boy, wouldn't you love to have Goodell under oath? Wouldn't that be a lot of fun, Mike?
Well, and here's the thing, and it wouldn't be fun for him. Executives make horrible witnesses because, number one, they don't like to submit to anyone's authority, and number two, they think they can outsmart the lawyers, and they get into a sword fight, and they think they've won the sword fight until they realize they've been dismembered. And that's how it works with folks like this, Roger Goodell, if he does end up testifying. This lawsuit has survived for several months now, and it was crafted very carefully by the lawyer who's also the plaintiff to keep it in Louisiana court where the judges are elected. So politically, it is very expedient to give the locals what they want, which is their pound of flesh in return for the Super Bowl appearance that they believe was stolen from them. So, you know, it's not a lot of money at stake for the NFL. That's one of the reasons why it's still in state court and not federal court. But at the same time, it really forces a level of accountability onto the NFL, onto the officiating. And we're going to find out a lot. These are all open proceedings. We're going to find out a lot by way of what the consequences were for the officials who blew the call and what deliberations happened by and among the people at the league office to try to fix this problem going forward.
Mike, what's going on in Miami with the Dolphins? New coach Brian Flores fired his offensive line coach, longtime NFL assistant Pat Flaherty, and they had going into training camp with the new offensive line coach. It's not ideal for a first-year coach, and this is not a franchise unfamiliar with dysfunction.
Yeah, but I think what happened was, and look, Pat Flaherty's been around for a long time, 63 years old, and I read between the lines, and the report from NFL Media was that he was struggling to implement the new system. I just think the guy's set in his ways, and he has a way of doing things, and the Patriot way is what Brian Flores is trying to bring to Miami, and Flaherty wasn't as compliant with the 30-something-year-old head coach as maybe he should have been. And they decided to cut the cord now. If you're either going to do it our way or you're not going to be here, instead of waiting until during the season, instead of waiting until right before the start of the regular season, they decided based upon the off-season program and based upon the early days of training camp, this just isn't tenable, and they move on. And I actually, you know, I think a more dysfunctional team would have resisted pulling the Band-Aid off. I actually give Brian Flores and the Dolphins credit for recognizing this isn't a fit. They have Dave DiGuglielmo on staff. He did a great job with the Colts offensive line last year before he was let go there in kind of a personality conflict with Frank Reich. So I think the Dolphins will be fine. And if anything, this is a sign of encouragement. And also it's a clear message to the players. You do things the way that they are expected to be done or you will not be here.
I laughed when Le'Veon Bell apologized to fantasy football players. I thought that was really amusing, and we talked about it because our producer Dustin was one of the people who took him with the number one overall pick in his league. But this is a bizarre story. He's apparently had to undergo drug testing each of the last couple days. They came out and did it, and then they came back the next day. So something weird going on there.
Well, what's going on is he's still in the substance abuse program. That's when you're subject to that many drug tests. For players who aren't in the program, you get that one test per year, and then you're not bothered again. And if it's a PED test, there's a randomness there that would be odd if it was popping up on multiple days like that. That just tells me that his number was coming up as part of the substance abuse program. He's had a suspension in the past. He's had a suspension. He had the rest. So this isn't a new thing for Le'Veon Bell, and you know, it tells me that even though he hasn't played football in the past year, he hasn't managed to get out of the NFL substance abuse program, and that's caused for a little bit of concern, because you know we've seen it with other players. One false move, once you've had several positives, and once you're at different stages of the program, and I don't know what stage he's at, but you can get yourself in a spot where all of a sudden you're suspended for several weeks.
Speaking of failed tests, Golden Tate says he took a fertility medication, and that is the reason he flunked his test. He's going to appeal. What are his chances, Micah, and are you buying that?
The only way you're going to win an appeal of any PED test is if you can attack the way they collected the sample, the way they tested the sample, because once it's a verified positive, it doesn't matter what your excuse is. And the message to all players coming out of Golden Tate's experience is, if you're going to take something, first of all, you better be sure that there's nothing in there that is a banned substance. Second of all, if there is, there's a way to get a therapeutic use exemption where there's a legitimate reason for taking something, you know, medical reason, you have doctors vouching for you, the NFL approves it, and then you can take it. But the way that Tate explained it, there's a lot of questions raised by his statement. He said he started taking it, within a couple of days he realized, but by then he already had a positive test. Well, that's one hell of a streak of bad luck if you just start taking it, and then in that brief window that you take it before you realize it's a banned substance, you get tested and it turns out being positive. So there's some holes there, and I'm always skeptical because most of the guys who get popped under the PED policy, they've got a PR-driven explanation that entails them not intentionally and deliberately cheating. And I feel bad for the guys who really aren't intentionally and deliberately cheating. The problem is because they all say, well, I didn't know it was a banned substance, or well, I've got this reason or that reason or whatever. You never really know who's telling the truth.
This is years ago, but there was some statistic out there. If you got to 360 touches as a running back, you were headed to injury. It was almost like it would happen to every one of these guys. Now, Christian McCaffrey had 326 touches last year, and they feel that's about right. But the guy played 956 snaps? That
wow.
is crazy, and that was most in the league, and that's a lot.
Yeah, and see, here's the thing with running backs, and this is why Ezekiel Elliott's taking a stand now. You've only got so many carries, receptions, plays where, you know, you are able to have that productive and healthy career. So you got to get paid while you can. And Christian McCaffrey is a season away from being eligible for a new contract. And if he has another big year, I think that we'll see him draw that line in the sand with the Panthers the way that Elliott did this year. And the year after that, I think we'll see Saquon Barkley do it with the Giants. When you have that five-year rookie contract as a running back and all first-round picks get five-year contracts, there's that option the team can pick up. You know, by the time that you're eligible for a new contract, your best years are in many cases behind you. So, yeah, McCaffrey is coming into his prime, but with a lot of these running backs, the prime does not last long because it's just too much of a pounding for anyone to take.
That's kind of Melvin Gordon's point, isn't it? And that's why he remains between $2 and $3 million apart with the Chargers, if you believe the reports. And that's a situation that's a very good team. But they're much better, obviously, with him than without him. That's going to be something that lingers over their camp and maybe bleeds into the season.
Yeah, and Melvin Gordon's the one guy that I think may be overplaying his hand because if you're getting ready to play the Cowboys, you're doing everything you can to keep Ezekiel Elliott from beating you. If you're getting ready to play the Chargers, is Melvin Gordon your focal point? Is he the guy that is causing you to rip up your typical scheme and devise a game plan to take Melvin Gordon out of the game? And that's what the statement Philip Rivers said on Friday, that if it was Ben Roethlisberger or Aaron Rodgers that said it, it would have been the top story all weekend long, that we love Melvin, but we're going to go with the guys we have. They're confident that they can go with Austin Eckler and everybody else that they have on the roster. And think of it this way, Anthony Lynn, a former running back, a former running back's coach, he knows an indispensable running back when he sees one. And if he viewed Melvin Gordon as indispensable, I'd like to think the head coach of the team would be able to move the needle and get Melvin what he wants.
Mike, we got breaking news here at camp. Ha-ha, Clinton Dix is off the PUP list and has been added to the active roster. You know, you talk to people about him and what happened with him in Green Bay and how he wound up here. What's your take on Ha-ha, Clinton Dix? What's your expectation for him as a starting safety with the Bears?
I mean, it's not ridiculously high. It's just kind of wait and see. And a lot of times what happens is when you've got other great players around you, it allows you to maybe stand out a little bit because the offense is more concerned about neutralizing the other great players around you. So, you know, it could be kind of a right place at the right time for Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. And, you know, in Green Bay, did he really have much help around him on that defense? Did they really have a good defensive scheme in place? So I think the potential is there. He was a first-round pick for a reason. And you know, Washington traded for him, and who knows why Washington ever does what they do when it comes to the free agent decisions they make. So, maybe they did the Bears a favor by not bringing him back, and he can really stand out on the defense. It's got great players at every level.
Great stuff, Mike. Always a joy to talk to you. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, see you guys.
That is Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk. Always fun to talk to him.
Good news for the Bears with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix getting onto the field. We're worried about the chemistry with Eddie Jackson, getting into a new defense, kind of getting used to that feel, working with new cornerbacks, working with a new front seven.
Yeah.
That's an important step.
Yes,
and I think
is.
He's a guy that could make, I think the part of the question that you asked is part of the reason why I have some confidence in the fact that he could make an impact. He's got a lot to prove.
He has a lot to prove, and he has a limited amount of time to do it. I mean, he's on a one-year deal. So if he's going to prove something to the league, this is the place he's going to do it. And, you know, I think Mike's answer was very interesting because he's surrounded by good players. He's going to have a pass rush. He's going to have some things that will open up opportunities. He takes advantage of that. Maybe he can write a nice ticket for himself. He doesn't take advantage of it. It's going to be unforgiving because people will expect him to take advantage. If he doesn't, he's going to be thought of differently.
It will be interesting because he is a veteran. He knows the league. He knows the division. And he's going to be a guy, because he's surrounded by talent, is going to be more patient in his approach. I don't think he's going to, even though he's going to, in a prove it year, in a kind of contract where it's a one-year deal, he doesn't have to go out and take unnecessary risks, especially as a safety. He can let things come to him. And if he does, I think athletically, he gives them something that they, I mean, Adrian Amos, with due respect to what we've always talked about this, he was a solid guy, he showed up, but athletically, he wasn't a guy that was going to flash. Ha-Ha Clinton Dix is kind of different. And playing with Eddie Jackson, yep, a guy that he knows from college, maybe you get something out of him.
All right. I saw Dan and Connor running in earlier. They were nearly run over by a golf cart, if I'm not mistaken. But
that was
they are okay.
And that wasn't Tariq Cohen driving.
We will have them join us next. We get a chance to talk to our colleagues and friends. It's Mully and Haw on The Score.
And right now you can be the sixth caller to The Score's contest line at 312-591-6700. And you will, and a guest will win a meet and greet with Cubs manager Joe Maddon on August 6th during a live Lawrence Holmes show in the Blue Cross Blue Shield performance stage at the Score Studios. That's right. Be the sixth caller right now to the Score's contest line at 312-591-6700.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's home services to help install doors, water treatment systems, cabinet makeovers, nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More safe, more do it. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
This week, find great deals at Walgreens. Now, select varieties of Tide laundry detergent and Dawn dish soap are only $4.99 with card. And select varieties of Scott paper towel and bath tissues are only $3.25 with coupon and card. Get great deals on the everyday essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase. Unlimited? Unlimited? Unlimited! 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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One. What's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA NA.
O'Reilly Auto Parts offers O-Rewards points in-store and online. Earn points on everything from replacement parts to tools and accessories. And for every 150 points collected, you'll get a $5 reward. Earn points any way you shop. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Join Coach Fitz and the Big Ten West Division champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Michigan State, Iowa, and more. Season and single game tickets on sale now at NUSports.com. And this transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration gets your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! It's early in camp. You've got opinions. You can analyze. So if you had to pick one player on this Bears defense that's going to surprise some people this year, who would it be?
Oh, man, that's tough. We got, I don't think that anybody on this Bears defense will be
but everybody knows about the front seven. Everybody expects Eddie Jackson. Everybody expects the two corners. Who's somebody nobody expects to play well who's going to come and emerge.
I don't know how many times you're going to cut me off in the middle of my answers, but that's okay. I'm still here. So I feel like our defense has a group of guys that are all super talented monsters and play this game really well.
Oh, check me out, man.
Sports Radio 6-7 to score. Oh my God. Boy, I hope that doesn't affect his availability for us, the fact that you've cut him off now.